up against it. It was bad enough being drawn against Ringer Rovers in the cup, but now we were missing our star goalkeeper, Eric, because he had to go to his sister's wedding. Of all the rotten excuses. That wasn't all. Ringer Rovers had scored 5 goals against us the last time we'd played them, and we had scored, well, we hadn't scored. Then, to top it all, our new white jerseys were all bright pink. Why? Because Raymond had put them in the same wash as his sister's pink t-shirt. When Ringer Rovers saw us coming onto the pitch, they started laughing at us. Fred, our team captain, looked grim. "Nobody laughs at our team," he said through gritted teeth. His words had a strange effect on all of us. When the game started, we held up our heads and chased and tackled for every ball like never before. At half-time, the score was still 0-0. Ringer Rovers weren't laughing at us now. Raymond, who was playing in goal for the first time, was making up for his washing disaster. He was throwing himself at every ball and nothing was getting past him. There was no denying the fact that we hadn't had one shot on their goal, but at least we weren't losing. "Pink power!" yelled Fred as we took to the field for the second half. Once again, our tired legs ran, stretched, kicked and dived. We were a wall of pink. Try as they might, Ringer Rovers could not get past us. Then, in the 90th minute, the unexpected miracle happened. By sheer fluke, Sean caught the ball on the volley. Their goalkeeper could do nothing as it sailed over his head and crashed into the top corner of the net. Goal! The whistle blew. The match was over. The team in pink had won the day.